today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special on IRIB English Radio. As I told you, this is today's special, and the topic for this episode is father-daughter relations.
You are a miracle. You are a blessing from above. You brought joy to my soul and pleasure to my eyes. In my heart I can feel it, an unexplainable feeling. Being a father, thing that I could ever ask for. Just thinking of you makes me smile. Holding you, looking in your eyes, I'm so grateful for having you. And every day I pray that you'll find your way. You know I love you.
But first, let's look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 26th of Shawwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 7th of the month of Khordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 28th of the month of May, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, let's open the Holy Quran and we'll listen to chapter Takwir, verses 1-9.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Idha ash-shamsu kuwirat.
When the sun is wrapped up in darkness.
وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ كَدَرَتْ.
And when the stars fall dispersing.
وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ.
And when the mountains are removed.
وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ.
And when full-term she-camels are neglected.
وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ.
And when the wild beasts are gathered.
وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ.
And when the seas are filled with flame.
وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ.
And when the souls are paired.
وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ.
And when the girl who was buried alive is asked.
بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ.
For what sin she was killed.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
After listening to verses 1 to 9 of chapter Takwir, I should say that one of the most dreadful and most savage actions of the pagan Arabs was female infanticide, which is made reference to repeatedly in the Holy Quran. Some commentators believe that this custom was committed only by one tribe of Arabs, but surely it was not a rare phenomenon. Otherwise, the Quran would not emphatically refer to it on frequent occasions. In any case, it is so terrible and cruel that even its rare occurrence is notable.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
As I told you on this episode of today's special, we're going to speak about father-daughter relation. Fathers play an important part in helping children, especially daughters, gain self-care and self-respect. This goes beyond communicating and treating women, but how fathers see and compliment their daughters. In this regard, the father helps to nurture his daughter's self-esteem and shape her perception of beauty and body image. His presence affects a child's emotional intelligence, self-esteem, and confidence. A daughter's relationship with their father can play a key role in their psychological development. In fact, when fathers are present in their daughters' lives, girls grow up with a healthy sense of who they are. They are more confident and self-assured and have a clearer understanding of what they want in life. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi-nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to talk about relations between fathers and their daughters. In this connection, it must be indicated that, first of all, there's a kind of special delicacy, from emotional points of view, in all girls, and especially in daughters, when daughters come into relation with their fathers. At the same time, we find that in those communities, in those families, where, for example, the mother is available over there, and when the father comes back home and speaks to, his wife, who is the mother of his children, we find that in such connection, in such circle, there are, for example, at least a daughter and a son available at home. And both of them expect many things from the father. Practically, daughters are more sensitive in this regard. Girls in general, and in this case, daughters are more sensitive. And they are, to some extent, more apt to be fragile. Because of this, it must be indicated here that fathers are expected to pay special and careful attention to their daughters and to respect them. And at the same time, we find that from a biological point of view, for certain days, girls may not be in a normal condition. Because of this, they need a special attention. This special attention, this psychological attention, should be given to the daughters, to the girls in general, and to the daughters by their fathers. Because the kind of relationship that we find and that we observe between daughters and their mothers are totally different from the way they expect treatment. A very kind mode of treatment from their fathers.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
This is today's special, and this message to fathers: what you need to know about raising daughters. If you have younger daughters, perhaps ages 5 to 8, take them with you to the mosque. Remember that the mosque is a place of worship and is just as much a place for women as it is for men. Establish your daughter's relationship with the house of God early on. Take her with you and encourage her to perform salah, prayer, even though at this age it is not required. Just imagine the message this act sends to other fathers. Even though it may be inconvenient at times, an effort to create fond memories is a great step in deeply bonding with your daughter. It will be something she never forgets. When your daughter grows up, perhaps she will be more willing to get involved in the mosque activities, and it may be that you receive reward for that. Remember that the beloved messenger of Allah said, "Whoever guides someone to virtue will be rewarded equivalent to him who practices that good action."
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب.
Now the previous part was a message to our fathers. This part is to all the daughters. Listen carefully. Your father is the first man in your life and therefore the first male role model. There is a strong need for a young girl to have a positive male role model in her life. A father who respects his wife, daughter, and other women helps his daughter trust and respect the opposite gender too. A father sets the standard by which his daughter will judge and view other men.
Today's studies show that it is pivotal for a father to be in the life of his daughter and mm-hmm. how crucial that could be and how that can affect her future mm-hmm. and her entire life.
Definitely.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi was there for his beloved daughter, Fatima, peace be upon her, from the moment of her birth. Mm-hmm. And he was with her even the moments that he was taking his last breaths. Mm-hmm. And as we all know, he gave her glad tidings that she would be the first to join him. Rasulullah was there from the first moment. And you know, even that first moment, if the father is not happy that he's having a daughter, this will affect the life
absolutely,
of that daughter.
Absolutely.
Rasulullah was joyous. He was happy that he's having a daughter. Even till today, within our communities, our societies, if a woman becomes pregnant and she tells her husband, "I went just did a, you know, a sunar and the child is a girl," some men become grumpy. They become upset.
Yeah.
"I wanted a boy. I wanted this." Till today, after 1400 years,
so
Rasulullah became very happy and mm-hmm. delighted.
That was interesting topic. The topic of father-daughter relationship. So, inshallah, we continue that. Till another episode of today's special, we leave you under Allah's protection. Have a nice time.
Crazy who you're praying for. They told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. 'Cause I'm a believer.